This is TWiT.
We've asked our very own Miriam Jouard to come back. Miriam, thank you very much for coming back onto the show.
You're very welcome.
Now, you have the new hotness. This is supposed to be the one. HP worked with Microsoft for, what, 18 months?
Yeah, yeah.
To get us this? And it's supposed to be all that. What is this?
So it is the HP Spectre X360, or Spectre.
That's a lot of...
You know, give me a close-up on my face. Like, Spectre.
Okay, so that's the effect they're going from. Off the bat, it does look nice.
So it is a
solid. Yeah,
look, it's a beautiful laptop. There's no doubt that, you know, that you can tell beveled edges. It's all metal. It's machined aluminum. Even the screws are like Apple, you know, custom screws that have been machined. I mean, it is a gorgeous laptop, but I was expecting a little more for this kind of price point. Everybody's really trying to compete. Let's bring a side view. There we go. So the thing about this is that it's... So first of all, it's a convertible, right? So that's the one thing that makes it awesome.
Okay.
Turn it into a tablet anytime you want, just like that, right? And maybe a little...
3.3 pounds.
It's a little on the heavy side, actually. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I'm surprised about. Like, this is about the same form factor and kind of thickness as a MacBook Air 13.
Yeah, this only weighs 2.7 pounds.
And it feels heavier than a MacBook Air 13 quite a bit. And that, you know, that Mac is not the lightest Mac. But anyway, it is a convertible, so it does have that going for it. But personally, I've used it primarily as a laptop with a touchscreen. Obviously, you want that. And, you know, I have no issues with performance. This is a Core i5 with 8 gigs of RAM and 128 gig hard drive. I think that config is what, about $900, something like that?
Yeah.
I think the base config is about $800 on this laptop.
This is one of these weird laptops where there are so many one-off models, it's hard to nail down exactly what the price and specs are.
So, I mean, you know, look, it's got a beautiful glass, you know, beveled display.
13.3-inch screen.
13.3-inch screen. It has backlight keyboard. It has a nice trackpad that's nice and big. It was two-finger scrolling. It's thin. It looks very much a lot like the Zen books here.
I gotta say, it is an attractive notebook. It looks like solid aluminum that, you know, it's been milled out.
But the problem is it just seems like such a Me Too product. And the thing is, like, if Microsoft gave us a Surface. I have a Surface 3 Pro and I love it. You know, I don't want you guys to think that because I primarily use Chromebook Pixel and a MacBook Air that I don't understand or like the PCs. I have a Surface 3 Pro that I really love. And I love the Yoga, the new one with that crazy hinge, for example. And so I was like thinking, okay, Microsoft and HP worked on this for 18 months. It's going to be the best. It's going to be the shizzle or whatever. But they somehow it's just very Me Too. It's just like, it's a Zen book that you manage to flip over just like a convertible Yoga. And that's it. There's really nothing special about it. It doesn't feel special. It's a little heavy. And yes, it's well made, but at that price point, you have many other options. So here are the big gripes I have with it. There are a few things that I think are like, I can't believe that I spent 18 months and couldn't figure this out. As you notice already, you know, open it up. It's hard.
It's got a stiff
with one hand.
Yeah.
Which I can understand because it has to keep this clutch working, right? But now my backlight is on. I don't know if you guys can see
it. Yeah, go ahead and kill the lights, Brian.
Kill the lights for a second. Okay, so the backlight is on, right? You're getting great. I don't need the backlight on all the time. And I don't know if you know. Like, you can't dim it. The backlight is only on or off. I think it auto-dims a bit. But here's the backlight button. I'm going to hit it now.
Oh, jeez.
Do you see something odd about this keyboard
now? Yeah, so where you would want to turn off a backlight would be is if you're in a very dark area.
So let me show that again for those of you who are maybe
face.
Colorblind and are missing it.
That's
on. Backlight is on. Backlight is off. Can you tell me who the engineer or designer was that thought this was a good idea to have a very, very bright light on like this? You're on an airplane. Well, maybe you're watching a movie, and the only way you can watch a movie is to have it, you know, because it holds nicely at this angle on that tray table in front of you. It's super pitch dark. You have the dimness of the screen all the way down to watch this film, and this stupid bright light is in your face.
So what you need is the accessory, the little, what do you call those things? The little notes, the stick-em notes, just put them right over the top. That's an added bonus.
But when I'm using the potentially best one of the best laptops on the Windows world, this is a miss. Yeah. And then the other thing that's a big miss is this is a beautiful trackpad. I have to say I'm really very critical of PC trackpads usually because I'm, you know, as a primary Mac and Chromebook users, they seem to nail it. This is a great trackpad, but there is a bit of give before you start.
Oh, I don't like that.
Before it starts hitting the dome switch.
Right, right.
And I'm thinking again, who QC'd this thing? Like, this is the attention to detail that's just lacking just enough to make this a miss for me. If they hadn't made it such a big fuss about this laptop and said, HP made a beautiful ultrabook that turns into a convertible, I would have said, okay, fine. But, you know, this is like blah, 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 you know, best we ever did. HP pulled an, you know, pulled an Apple. Yeah, they kind of did. But I don't see much creativity.
It's got
here.
A lot of eye candy. I mean, it's got a 13.3 inch screen. It's you know, a 1080p screen. Port wise, it's about right.
It's got
right.
everything. So let me just quickly show you around. I don't know if you can zoom in here or what, but you've got a display port. It's not Thunderbolt's display port. This is a Windows key and a volume rocker, which is nice. Fuse it in tablet mode. HDMI out, USB 3, USB 3, headphone, stereo headphone. And then on this side here, you've got the power jack. Big fan, and another USB 3 and SDXC and the power switch. And I mean, you know, again, I can't complain about this. This is it's a beautiful laptop. It performs well, but I don't see the specialness.
Yeah, that, I think I'm seeing where you're going there. This is a nice laptop, but for a laptop that is supposed to be all that, it is disappointing, especially at the price point. Because at this price point, especially since it's going from anywhere down from $700 all the way up to, I think the top model is like $1,600.
Right.
You want something special.
$799 buys you a Surface Pro 3, which I think arguably you don't get it with the keyboard at that price. But, you know, and again, $100 more buys you an 11-inch MacBook Air. I mean, you're going to say no touchscreen, it's a Mac, and it's a smaller screen. But, you know, look, I always say this. You get what you pay for. And when you have, you know, this came out around the same time as Apple gave us the crazy, crazy. And, you know, a lot of people don't like it, and I understand why, but I think it's revolutionary. The MacBook. I think it's the future of computing. And they give us this. And at the same time, this is the best Microsoft and HP can do. I just don't get it.
Well, Miriam, let's go ahead and footnote this for them. Give me some pros and cons that are easy for them to understand.
So pros, it's a beautiful laptop. There's no doubt about it. It's one of the nicest laptops that you can buy for Windows, for sure. It's convertible. That's a really big pro. That's a trick very few other, you know, competing platforms can pull, right? You know, performance is perfectly adequate for the price. I think you're getting a, you know, 8 gigs, i5, 128 gigs is perfectly fine for 99% of the people out there. The cons are that, again, it kind of seems to miss the mark. To me, I would have expected this to kind of, you know, push things forward in terms of laptop design, and it doesn't seem to do that. I think Lenovo's done a better job with the latest Yoga 3. Second complaint is that weird button lights up that you saw. And the third complaint is, you know, while there's a lot of attention to detail on this device, the you know, that trackpad issue shows
that's
that
actually
perhaps
really big. That's annoying.
You know, like when you're right now, you don't hear it, but when you're at night working on this thing,
also it just feels sloppy. I mean, if you're buying a premium notebook, you don't expect anything to feel sloppy.
No, and so this is all you hear. You hear this before you tap, which is really, you know, you're just resting there, your fingers typing in a document, and.
Yeah.
I you guys can't hear it, but Padre hears it. So that's my takeaway about the HP Spectre X360.
I think we know, but I got to ask, buy, try, or don't buy?
You know, I just say I don't buy. I mean, look, I hate to say this, but it's a cutthroat business, a PC business, and there's such better products out there. You know, and I'm saying PC as in personal computer, not just the Windows universe. You know, honestly, Microsoft's innovated a million times more with the Surface 3 Pro than it did teaming up with HP on this. And I want HP to learn that lesson. I want them, you know, I know their margins are razor thin. I know the laptop world is a hard world to be in as a manufacturer. But look, you either beep or get off the pot, basically.
If you're going to build a premium product, you better build a premium product.
And, you know, honestly, I think the thing that it's a compromise exercise. If they had said we're going to start the price at $1,299, and not compromise, I would have said, okay, fine.
Right.
I would have dinged it on price, but I would have said it's a buy. Because again, you get what you pay for. People are always looking at price, but it's not the only thing when you buy a laptop.
There you go. That's the HP Spectre X360 notebook. Unfortunately, it gets a don't buy from Miriam Jorah. Miriam, thank you again for being on Before You Buy. Now, you are all over the Twit TV network. We're going to find you on All About Android. You guest there often.
Sometimes,
you're always here on Before You Buy, but you've got quite a bit going on outside of the Brick House. Where can people go to find your
I was actually on Twit last Sunday. Online you'll find me on Tankerl. I'm Tankerl. Drop the vowels from the comic book characters, TNKGRL. That's my Twitter. That's my website. You know, that's pretty much everything you'll find me at.
And, you know, I'm a consultant. That's what I do for a living primarily. I do a bit of this kind of stuff because I love reviewing things on video. It's so much fun, especially for you guys. But, yeah, you know, if you have a company and you need some help starting and getting off the ground, I'm your guru when it comes to PR and marketing. That's what I do.
Well, I tell you, you're our guru. And, again, I thank you for being on Before You Buy. You are welcome back each and every single week because you always bring us insight.